This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 31, Teleconverters and Photo of the Week. Hey there, Shutterbugs. Hey there, photo lovers, and welcome to the 31st Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from, as always, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is October 31st, Halloween, 2007. For today's show, we are going to do a segment on teleconverter lenses, and that is the result of a request posted by Cindy on the photography.ca bulletin board. So she just quickly wanted to know, hey, Marco, what are teleconverter lenses? Can you do a podcast on them? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And here we are. Before we get into that, I'd very much like to thank Norm for his comment on our last podcast with regards to reflectors. He found he got a lot of use from the podcast. That's always my pleasure. And please suggest other topics in the future as well. And it will be my pleasure to cover them for you. As always, you can comment via the blog itself, www.photography.ca/blog, and you can do so in the forums as well. Make your way to the forums, and of course, you can also send me an email, photography.ca@gmail.com. After the segment, we're also going to do the photography.ca photo of the week, another great photo, and I'm going to tell you why I like that photo and why I think it's a good photo. But first off, let's get right into our segment. So, what is a teleconverter lens? Well, a teleconverter lens is some type of adapter that goes between the camera body and the lens you're using. So we're really only talking about an apparatus that can be used on an SLR or a camera in which you can remove the lens. This is not going to be useful for a point and shoot camera. So I hope Cindy got her term correct. If she didn't, and Cindy, if you're listening, if it's not what you were meaning, just send me a comment and we'll add it into the next segment. But I think you really want to know about what our teleconverter lens is, pros and cons, things like that. So let's go. So these, like I said, they're adapters. You take off your lens, you put them in between the lens and the camera body. And what it does is it magnifies the lens that you have. So it typically brings things from far closer. And they're used very often by sports photographers, nature photographers, photography where you need to see from far and you may not necessarily want to purchase a super expensive lens. You can use this type of adapter with your existing lenses. And there's advantages and disadvantages with regard to using this type of apparatus. And I thought we could go over a few of those advantages and disadvantages, and then you can decide whether you want to use them or not. Talking about a subject so general as teleconverters, sometimes it's hard because, you know, I don't know what camera Cindy has. She didn't mention that. I'm not sure what type of photography she does either. So it's really a general podcast on what these things can do. So basically, some of the advantages is that they're really small and lightweight. They're really easy to carry. They're portable, totally portable. And they're also way more inexpensive than getting a good quality lens that matches the format of the teleconverter lens. So let's say, for instance, you have a 200 millimeter lens. If you use a teleconverter, that 200 millimeter lens, you multiply that focal length by the type of teleconverter you're using, and then you have the effective focal length of using both together. So possibly the two most common types of teleconverter lenses are going to be 1.4 teleconverter lenses and 2.0 teleconverter lenses. So these are 1.4 times the magnification of your original lens, or 2 times the magnification of your original lens. So let's say, for instance, you are shooting with a 300 millimeter lens, and you're shooting a bird, you spotted the bird on the tree, you're close, but you'd like to get a little bit closer. If you slap on a 1.4 teleconverter lens in between the camera body and the lens, you've now increased your lens and you have effectively a 420 millimeter lens. Likewise, if you have a 500 millimeter lens, which some nature photographers do and sports photographers do, you just do simple math and 1.4 times 500, you're going to have now a 700 millimeter lens, which is considerably better if you need to get increased magnification. Likewise, with a 2x teleconverter lens, you're going to double the focal length of your lens. So a 500 millimeter lens becomes a 1000 millimeter lens, a 200 millimeter lens becomes a 400 millimeter lens, etc. So they're very, very handy to use in situations where, you know, you don't have another option and you don't have another lens and you need to get the shot and you want it close. So these are some of the advantages. Now, what are the disadvantages? Well, there's quite a few, actually. And one of the biggest disadvantages is actually related to the type of lens you have on your camera to begin with. If you have a cheap, garbagey lens, in quotation marks, by using a teleconverter, you're going to have an even more cheap and garbagey lens. So typically, lenses that come with the camera are not considered to be super sharp, especially if you're buying one of today's DSLRs. Those are digital cameras. You know, typically it's like an 18 to 55 millimeter lens, and they're not that sharp. All the major brands, if you read on forums or do some research, the lens that comes with the camera is not typically considered great. So if you use that lens with a teleconverter, you're going to have sharpness issues very often. Not always, but very often. So really, the better lens that you start off with, the better the result is going to be when you use a teleconverter. And typically, prime lenses, which mean lenses in one focal length, let's say a 50 millimeter lens or, you know, a 100 millimeter lens, that's a prime lens. Prime lenses are going to be more useful and sharper with teleconverters than non-prime lenses in general. We can't cover all the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of lenses out there, but in general, that's the way it works. Teleconverters do work well. They work extremely well. There's no problem with most zoom lenses, but the sharpness of the final product is not going to be as sharp as with a prime lens in general. Now, before I get into another disadvantage, I should just talk about the intended use of the final picture, because that really plays a key factor. Let's say you're doing web photography and you're just shooting to put pictures primarily on a website. Then it really doesn't matter a whole heck of a lot. You're going to get real sharpness for the web using a cheap teleconverter. You just don't need that type of sharpness for web shots. So it really does matter the intended use of the final product. If you're looking to enlarge that photograph, you know, 11 by 14, 16 by 20 inches, and you want the sharpest photograph possible, you might not necessarily get that with a teleconverter lens. Like we said, depending on the type of teleconverter lens you have and the type of lens you have on your camera, you might not get that. But if it's just for the web, or it's just for snapshots, or if it's just for souvenirs, you're fine. You really have to think long-term, what are you going to use the final product for? Another disadvantage with teleconverter lenses is that effectively you lose stops of light when you use them. So for instance, if you have a 1.4x teleconverter lens, you are losing one stop of light. And for those of you that know about exposure in photography, let's say you are shooting at f5.6 at a 60th of a second. If you slap on a 1.4 teleconverter lens, you now have to shoot at 1/30th of a second, or you have to shoot at f4 to make up for that one stop of light. So you need more light to expose the same scene, or you need a longer shutter speed to expose the same scene, or you need to increase your effective film speed by one stop to properly expose for that scene when you use a 1.4x teleconverter. When you use a 2x teleconverter, you effectively need two extra f-stops in order to properly compensate for the effect of using the teleconverter. So again, if the exposure is 5.6 at a 60th of a second, you now have to shoot it at 1/15th of a second, or you now have to shoot it at f2.8, or you have to increase the film speed by two stops. That is a definite disadvantage. Now, often, like we said, people are using these teleconverters for sports photography and for nature photography, and typically these are done in the day, so often it's not going to be that much of an issue, but it's still something that you need to be aware of. Now, that said, it's still a handy thing to have, you know, and they're really not that expensive. You have to do some research on the web. You know, there's all kinds of qualities of teleconverters. Typically, the ones made by the camera manufacturers themselves are pretty good quality. For instance, I have a Canon 30D, and although I don't have this teleconverter, because I just don't need teleconverters for this podcast, I did some research, and Canon makes a teleconverter, the 1.4 times teleconverter. I believe it's the EF 1.4 teleconverter, and I think it's the second generation. And that one goes for about $250-$275 new, depending on where you look. And that's really not that expensive, and the reviews on that teleconverter are really, really good. So you really have to do your research. Often you'll find third-party teleconverters. Some are good, some are bad. A lot of them are cheap Russian things, or you know, cheap things made in China. You really just have to do your research on them. Obviously, Russians can make good stuff, and the Chinese can make good stuff as well. You have to research your individual model numbers to find out if they're good or bad. But typically, your cheaper ones are not going to be great. You know, you often get what you pay for. So, you know, $275 for something that's going to give you considerably more magnification can often be, you know, a decent investment. With regard to the 2x teleconverters, those are typically not as sharp as the 1.4x teleconverters. And again, it totally depends on what camera, what lens you're using, what manufacturer of teleconverter you're using. But very often you're going to find results that, you know, if you're really into the sharpness factor and you blow up the results quite a bit, you'll notice that the 2x teleconverters are not going to be as sharp as the 1.4x teleconverters. In general, there's always exceptions, but in general, that's the case. How good the camera sensor on your camera is also going to play a part. Bigger and better camera sensors on digital cameras are going to give you better results than poorer quality camera sensors. Likewise, if you're using a fast film in traditional photography, you know, 1000 or 1600 or 3200 even, versus a 50 or 100, which is a fine grained film, you're also going to have grain issues and grain magnification using the teleconverters that are, you know, better quality and worse quality, and 2x teleconverters over 1.4x teleconverters. Depending on which model you use, you may indeed notice a difference, especially if you're enlarging the photograph. And that's really it. It's a quick primer on teleconverter lenses. If Cindy or anyone else wants to comment further on what we just talked about or wants me to do a little more research, it's my pleasure. Just send me an email or contact me in any of the ways mentioned before, and it's my pleasure to further this in a quick segment at the end of the next podcast or at the beginning of the next podcast. So to wrap up, at the end of the day, there's a lot of variety in teleconverter lenses. Two really common ones are 1.4x magnification and 2x magnification. 1.4x magnification is typically sharper at the end of the day than 2x magnification, but it gets you less magnification, obviously. But it's a good tool to have. They're not too expensive. I'm sure you could pick them up much cheaper on eBay and other sites like that, or you know, used camera shops, stuff like that. And they're good tools to have. Obviously, if you can afford it and you want to drag it around and you got strong shoulders, you can just buy lenses that are totally appropriate for you, and those are going to be sharper than using an extra piece of glass behind them. At the end of the day, you're just magnifying again, and it's an extra piece of glass between the camera body and the lens. So if you got the cash, you don't really need them unless you have weak shoulders. But if you got some stronger shoulders and don't mind carrying around more equipment and you have a lot of cash, I guess don't bother with them. That would be my personal thing. If money was never an object, I would never buy one if I needed one. I would just buy the proper lens that I needed for the job that I needed. So hope people appreciated that segment. And now on to Photo of the Week. And this podcast's Photo of the Week goes out to Zeke from Australia. If you're listening to this podcast 1 year from now, 1 month from now, 10 years from now, you'll have to make your way to podcast number 31 if you're listening, so you could check out this picture, because you must check it out. So Zeke created this photograph. There's obviously some photoshopping that's been done. And, you know, if you're a purist and you don't like photoshopping, I guess you may not like this photo, but it's wicked. It has loads of texture. And basically, to describe the photo, it's a photo of a girl. And she has wicked, wicked looking eyes. And there's a peeling effect. So it looks as though maybe she took a photograph of some peeling paint and then took a photograph of a face and then put one layer on top of the other. And then she put some wording over the top of the photograph. And the photograph says, reveal, verb, to show, to allow, to be seen. And it's just a wicked, wicked, captivating photograph. The colors are dark, which totally adds to the whole revelation aspect of the shot. And wicked, it's just an amazing shot. And it's very, very, very captivating. And you can look at it for a long time. And it works on multiple layers. And that's one of, works on many multiple layers, including possibly Photoshop layers. So it totally works for me. And for those people, again, that might not be into Photoshop, it's kind of the future. So anyone is totally allowed to remain a purist until the end of time. But photography in general is changing. Photoshop is becoming a part of photography, just as dodging and burning, you know, have become part of photography, and different lenses and different films and different filters and other tools that before they were common in photography use would have been considered by purists to be blasphemous. Well, Photoshop is kind of really becoming a part of photography as well. I'm certainly not above using Photoshop as a tool to enhance my own photography, and this is clearly a Photoshop photo, but it's a fantastic Photoshop photo. So totally, totally hats off to Zeki for this great shot. And of course, there'll be links to her own profile. I found her on Flickr, an amazing photo sharing resource, as most photographers already know. Another reason I totally think that this photo is fantastic is the very skillful way that Zeki has led our eye toward the central or focal point of the photograph, which are the eyes. And she's done this by darkening the edges around the photograph, so our eyes are really led where she wants them to be. So this is obviously done on purpose. This is no accident, and it's skillfully done. Another great part of the photograph is the composition. In podcast number 23, we talk about the rule of thirds and how an important rule that is in photography. And Zeki, again, follows that rule very, very well by placing the eyes not in the center of the photograph where many amateurs will place the eyes, but on one of the lines of the thirds of the photograph. And it totally works. The face as well is not centrally located, it's off to one side, which provides interest and provides for quite a dynamic photograph. So this is not done by accident. This was done on purpose by someone who has some experience. And all these elements together make this a fantastic, fantastic shot. And that's going to do it for this week's podcast. Again, you can comment on Zeki's photo. You can comment on the teleconverter segment. You can suggest new things for me to podcast on. And we'll be speaking to you again in around 10 days or so. So thanks for listening, everyone. And keep on shooting. Bye for now.